Our scripture reading is from Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. A new covenant. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I have made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will give them iniquity, and remember their sin no more. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
In the midst of the pandemic, the Atlanta spa shooting tragedy has added more heartbreaking sadness to all of us. According to the 2020 census, the population of AAPI, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, is only 5.6%, one of the minority groups in the U.S. This killer intentionally went on the shooting rampage in the three spas, targeting mostly Asian women, was evidently a hate crime. I am Korean American and also Asian American. My two grown daughters are born in the US. What if a racist attacks them by yelling at them, go back to your country, China, or wherever you come from? My daughters would say, we are not Chinese, we are Korean Americans, and this is our country, and we are already home. If you hate and attack someone because of this person's racial difference, it would be the same as you hate and attack everyone in the United States, all Americans. And it would be also the same as you offend and commit sin against God, who created everyone with diversity. You cannot possibly be a so-called Christian if you are having a bad day and go out and kill 8 people. It's a sad, sad world we are living in. However, I am so grateful to God for many Americans, everyone, who stand against racism and xenophobia and support the people of a minority with love and care. More than ever. And we, United Methodists, stand against any kind of racism. Lent is supposed to be a time for self-examination and a time for sharing acts of loving kindness. Unfortunately, this tragedy has happened toward the end of our Lenten journey. Last Wednesday, during our Lenten study, we talked about an interesting acronym, HALT, H-A-L-T, from the book Savior. We are most likely to sin when we are hungry, angry, lonely, and tired, H-A-L-T. It makes sense. Moreover, the author added another S. S stands for successful. One of the examples the author was giving was David, King David. Even though the King David was considered as one of the most important and respected leaders in the Bible, he had committed sins. Mostly when he was very successful in his lifetime. We human beings are vulnerable. We can be easily exposed to temptations and to fall from grace. It's not like we lack things, but we might in fact have too many things and stuff. Many things are going so well that we could be easily commit sins. God created us, including you and me. God loves us all. And God desires to have a good relationship with us, always. So, even though we commit sins, if we truly repent and return to God, God is ever forgiving and merciful, and our relationship with God could be restored. Since the creation and throughout the human history, God always promised with God's people that God will be with them, love them, and bless them. That mutual promise is called a covenant. A covenant is more than a promise or a contract. It's a solemn and truthful promise with God, like a commitment. Surprisingly, we seem to use this word covenant in many of our relationships and in the church settings. Have you heard the terms marriage covenant, membership covenant, baptismal covenant, and every New Year's Sunday we have a covenant renewal service and we pray covenant renewal prayer. There are also many churches named after covenant. You know, there is a United Methodist Church called Covenant UMC in Pomona, for example. This morning, we read the same word covenant from the passage from Jeremiah. This covenant refers to the covenant with Moses and the Israelites at Mount Sinai following the Exodus. But this is not the first time or the only time. Before Mount Sinai, in the Old Testament, God made covenant with Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. After Mount Sinai, Moses led the people in a renewal of the covenant, as did Joshua. Later, Samuel also established the covenant with God. Now, like so much of the Old Testament, God's promise always comes from a time of crisis and transition. This time, the case of Jeremiah is the disaster of the Babylonian exile. How long was the exile? 70 years. Of course, the Israelites' darkest history was the life of slavery in Egypt. Had lasted over 400 years. Nevertheless, this Babylonian exile was also a national calamity and crisis. Yet, God spoke the word of hope through Jeremiah. Verse 31, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. God surely gives a message of hope in the time of crisis. God will make a new covenant with God's people, Israel and Judah. It's a new covenant as opposed to the old covenant. Then what is the difference between the old one and the new? Verse 33, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them and I will write it on their hearts. Previously, God's covenant were mostly the written laws for God's people to obey and follow. And of course, these written laws were included. That also included the famous Ten Commandments that were engraved on the tablet of stone. However, Jeremiah proclaims that from now on, God will write the law in the hearts of God's people. In the heart. We have a heart right here on the table, right? Our Lenten study book, Savior, what the Bible says about the cross, writes, quote, whenever you see the word heart in the Bible, remember that the ancient Israelites understood the heart as the seat of intelligence and emotion, the core of one's being, unquote. Yes, your heart defines who you are. And God's covenant is written in your heart. Then what is the summary of God's covenant? It is in the second part of verse 33. I will be their God and they will be my people. In other words, God says, I am yours and you are mine. Well, it sounds like a Valentine's card, right? Message. But God said it first. I am yours and you are mine. Let us all say it together. I am yours and you are mine. This is the everlasting and timeless message and promise of God for us, especially as God's people. Normally, when the word covenant is mentioned in the Bible, this relationship refers to a more communal act, which the work of the community of faith than individuals. However, it was Israel's covenant and its renewal with God at Mount Sinai that made them the people of God, binding them not only to God but to one another. Many Christian Bible scholars agree that this new covenant refers to the New Testament, and simply the essence of the New Testament is Christ Jesus. In the New Testament, Apostle Paul proclaims that we Christians are the ministers of the new covenant in 2 Corinthians, emphasizing this amazing message. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. You yourselves are our letter written on our heart, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter of Christ, prepared by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablet of a human heart. Truly and exactly, you are a letter of Christ that contains the new covenant. This new covenant is the Spirit of the living God, written not on the tablet of stone, but on the tablet of our heart. In this sense, You and I are living letters of Christ that convey God's love. Yes, we are walking letters of Christ, sharing the good news of Christ. Yes, we are ministers of the new covenant. In the same 2 Corinthians passage, verse 6 says, God has made us to be ministers of a new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. There are 613 divine laws in the Hebrew Bible, including the Ten Commandments. Plus, there are many teachings and commands from Jesus in the Gospels. Which laws then are written on the heart? All the laws of Moses, or just the Ten Commandments, or just the teachings of Jesus? The answer is all of these things and none of them. Let me repeat, all of them and none of them. Why? Because just these words will suffice. God says, I am yours and you are mine. This is indeed the language of God's love and God's faithfulness. Thanks be to God.